NFL Roundup. I'm Dave Ferry. The defending Super Bowl champs braved frigid temperatures and shut down Miami's offense. Correspondent Greg Eklund reports.
The Kansas City Chiefs scored 16 unanswered points to pull away from the Miami Dolphins 26-7. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw a touchdown pass on the game's opening drive and finished with 262 passing yards.
We were able to throw the ball. We were able to run the ball against some of those pressures. I thought the O-line did a great job. We had that mentality all week is we're going to go out there and play football. We know it's cold, but we're going to go out there and play football and see what happens.
At kickoff, the game's temperature was 4 below 0, the coldest playoff game in Chiefs history. Former Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill scored Miami's only touchdown on a 53-yard pass reception.
Hill said he actually enjoyed competing against the Chiefs.
That's where it all started for me, man. So obviously, felt some type of way, but, you know, just being back on this field, man, just brought back so many memories, man. And it was definitely fun to be a part of this game. So the cold wasn't fun.
The Chiefs' ability to shut down Miami's offense came as no surprise to Kansas City running back Isaiah Pacheco.
When we're out there, you could tell who's going to get a hand on the ball or who's going to make a big stop or interception or so, because they've been hitting their hands on the ball the whole practice, and that's what happened out there tonight.
Joining the Chiefs in the divisional round are the Texans, who blew out the Browns. Adam Spillane was there.
C.J. Stroud threw 3 first-half touchdowns as the Texans coasted to a 45-14 AFC wildcard win over the Browns. Stroud finished 16 of 21 for 274 yards, and his touchdown passes went for 15, 76, and 37 yards.
I'm really excited to be with my brothers again for another week, you know, because who knows, next year it's not going to be the same team. So that's just kind of how the league goes, but we got another week to go prove ourselves right and try to win a game.
Nico Collins caught 6 passes for 96 yards and a touchdown for the Texans, while Steven Nelson and Christian Harris returned Joe Flacco interceptions for touchdowns.
Houston coach DeMeco Ryans had a feeling his team would play very well.
I knew they were ready on Tuesday. They were focused, they were locked in, and they went out and put the work in. Cleveland's a really good team. We had a tough matchup, and our guys fought, made plays we needed to make to win the game, and really just thankful, grateful for everybody in the locker room.
Browns quarterback Joe Flacco was 34 of 46 for 307 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, and 4 sacks.
Those guys were flying around today. You got to give them a lot of credit, just the way they were flying around and playing physical. It seemed like we were keeping up there a little bit, and it was a decent little fight for a quarter and a half. And really the first half. I mean, 24-14, not that you're asking for things, but that's playoffs. You know, it's not going to be easy.
Sunday's playoff schedule is down to 2 games. The Bills were slated to host the Steelers, but the game has been postponed until Monday due to a snowy forecast in western New York. The Cowboys will entertain the Packers Sunday afternoon before the Lions take on the visiting Rams. Monday night's game has the Buccaneers hosting the Eagles. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.